This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first international leaders to congratulate Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday, who won a presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Much to the concerns of Turkey's traditional Western allies, Erdogan has developed a close relationship with Putin, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is a relationship that Erdogan pledged to deepen as he campaigned for re-election. The Turkish leader also promised to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which plunged the country into crisis with soaring inflation and mounting pressure on the weakened lira. Initial reports of Erdogan's success saw the value of the currency slip on international markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people. In a statement, President Joe Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia unleashed waves of airstrikes on Kyiv in what officials said appeared to be the largest drone attack on the city since the start of the war, as the Ukrainian capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of its founding on